President Trump claimed in a tweet today that big progress is being made in Syria, but there is no sign that Kurdish forces are pulling out of territory they've held near the Turkish border. And they're accusing Turkey of using banned chemical weapons. Charlie Daggett is reporting tonight from neighboring Iraq, and a warning, some of the images are graphic.
Sporadic shelling rang out today, threatening to shatter the fragile U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Accusations of Turkish violations denied by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
America,
who warned that if the U.S. failed in its promise to remove Kurdish forces within 5 days, his military would resume the offensive more intensely than before. The ceasefire came too late for these Kurdish children, victims of an alleged chemical weapons attack. A chemical weapons expert we spoke to said the horrific burns suggest the use of white phosphorus, which is banned by the international community when used against civilians. The U.S. Defense Secretary said today that no U.S. troops are taking part in enforcing the so-called safe zone and will continue to withdraw as planned from northeast Syria. There's been no indication of a pullout of Kurdish forces, and their commanders tell CBS News they will continue to defend their territory. President Trump was already claiming the ceasefire as a win.
We've had tremendous success, I think, over the last couple of days. A little bit unconventional, a little bit of hard love, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan in Turkey is satisfied with it.
The Turkish president denied the use of chemical weapons today, Nora, but the UN says an investigation is already underway, and Amnesty International is looking into allegations of war crimes.
Extraordinary, Charlie. Thank you.